Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very exciting.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app
That
finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what you saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month.
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, quasi-legal,
dangerous
subscriptions that Rocket Money found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments. That's rocketmoney.com/segments, rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
If I were you, come on and seize the cheese. They'll make fun of all your problems. Shake the douche and amid the nerve. Hosted by two Jews, if I were you.
Short, huh?
Short and not sweet. He called me a douche.
That was to the theme or a parody of the Adventure Time theme song. I'm sure everybody here knew about that, but just to reiterate it, thank you, Lewis, for writing that and recording it. John Wolfe, do you watch Adventure Time?
I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard John Global, Glocal Wolf, speak for the first time.
On camera.
Howdy.
The Dave Rosenberg. So for those of you who don't remember, don't know, or haven't listened to our podcast before, we've regaled people with stories about you, John. You found out. How did you find out that we were talking? Because we didn't know that it was going to happen until it happened. And it just came out. And it felt right. And then we started telling stories about you. And then stories just came out of the woodwork about you.
Right. I guess you have a long reach.
Yeah, about this guy, this John Wolfe guy.
How did I find out about the John Wolfe? How did John Wolfe find out about the John Wolfe stories?
Yeah.
Well, I was minding my own business.
It already sounds like a lie, but continue.
Objection.
Leading.
Conjecture.
All right. So you were minding your own business.
I was minding my own business. I get all these tweets from people.
Uh-huh.
Hey, John Wolfe, you're such a coy diva roach. Hey, you asshole. Yeah. How could you do that?
Right.
I can't believe you could do such a thing. Right. And I was like, very vague.
Vague tweets.
And I was like, coy diva roach, that's some Jake and Amir language right there.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me see what's up on their podcast.
Uh-huh.
That Monday, episode 119.
Wow, nice.
Came out. The Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw that title.
Was
and
that
I was
all
like,
because it was John Wolfe? There was nothing else to have?
Yeah, it wasn't. It was like we're talking about people that are just good guys, and then we're like, we're talking about people that are bad guys.
Yeah.
And then
you said some very nice things about George Basil, which I completely agree with.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah. And then we were like, who do we hate? And then we just talked about John.
Yeah.
And all the non-illegal, very subtle dickling.
Did you know that I listened to the podcast, or were you just like going to talk shit about me? Regardless,
I think we thought. Well, I mean, you're the one that said it. You said his name for the first time.
Yeah, I think I was hoping. I guess I was looking for a name in our actual lives instead of making one up.
Sure.
And then I had actually heard all these evil things about you, so the it all came out, and it felt so natural.
Yeah. So you heard you. I'm sorry. You heard that.
You heard like you were being honest for a second.
Yeah.
I feel like you just said wanted to say the name of somebody that was pretty nice.
Yeah.
And like,
seemingly nice, right. Yeah.
Seemingly nice. And then I, rather than say, like, what are you talking about? He's a nice guy. Yeah. I just jumped on. I was like, yes, he is a dick, because I had heard these things as well.
Right.
And then it was sort of like...
From whom?
I felt, like I was in a safe place, and I could talk about
I ran a bake sale and gave the proceeds to the KKK. Like, who said, who was saying those things besides you guys?
Because you want to off them.
I got to know who they are so I can put them on my list.
I have a list of really short stories that I've heard about you. Can you just say true and false, true or false to some of these?
Sure.
You bring fast food on an airplane but never eat it.
False.
So like you have a flight coming up and then you'll buy like two Whoppers and fries. Right,
just so it sort of smells bad for other people.
Yeah, or like it smells good, but you never
it's
actually...
It's sort of just like a bad thing to have on an airplane, because either like you like the smell and you wish you had a Whopper and you don't, or you dislike the smell of fast food and you smell it your whole entire plane ride.
But you never actually eat it. You just sort of keep it under your
That's
seat.
That's a really good one, but no, I don't. I don't do that.
Okay. What do you usually do on an airplane?
I usually buy
How do you fuck with people?
How do you fuck with people on an airplane? I usually sit in the aisle seat and then pretend I'm asleep so they can't
get, so they can't get out.
Yeah.
And if you don't, it depends on what seat he has. If he finds out he has a window, he will chug water after water.
Oh, no. So he does have to pee.
He just has to eat constantly getting right. And he'll do this on red eye.
He'll actually take the red eye for no apparent reason. He'll then take the next flight back to be with the other coast.
Or the opposite, like you were saying, you just you sit in an aisle seat, you pretend to be asleep with like a do not resuscitate.
Do not wake up sign on me.
Do not disturb.
Yeah.
And you, nobody can get out.
And you only fly when you're congested so that you snore loudly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard that too. You shit at Starbucks but don't lock the door so people walk in on you. And then they're they feel bad, but you didn't technically do
anything. That is a perfect globalism.
Yeah, that is global to a T, because it's you're not doing anything bad. You're just sort of putting people in a bad position,
making someone's day way worse. Yeah.
Well, the door's closed, but I just
unlocked.
Don't
lock it. That's right.
And if someone knocks, you say nothing, which is fine.
So I want because you're to
listening.
Come in.
You have earbuds in, but you're not listening to music. Is that true?
No.
Oh, that's also
that
false.
Is, that is also false. No, I don't poop in public bathrooms. Can't do it.
I got a laundry list of other things. Sure. But you know what? At the end of the day, this is an advice podcast.
Right.
So I think we should do our best to advise these people, these real people, out of their sticky situations. Mm-hmm. People will email us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. And they're in a difficult place. And me and Jake, you know, will offer our guidance. Sometimes it's just us, and sometimes John Wolfe joins us. And this is it. This is that first time.
Can I just say up top, thank you guys so much for having me on.
Oh, no,
this
of course.
Is like, I'm more than honored.
Oh, good.
You're more than honored.
Yeah. Flattered.
Yeah. Nice. I feel like we're talking to, this is like my version of the Jinx right now. Like to be able to sit across, he's blinking a lot.
Listeners at home, you can't see, but he's blinking a lot.
His eyes are black as the night.
Put your eyes really close to the microphone so we can hear it.
Yeah, thank you guys. This is really a huge fan of the podcast.
No problem.
Second thing I want to say real quick.
Sure.
Mom, just turn it off.
Oh, your mom also listens.
Does your mom listen? Well, she'll listen.
My parents are very supportive. They follow me on Twitter and Tumblr and all that stuff.
Oh.
And mom, we will talk about this, but
I'll let you know how it went.
Yeah.
But not why it went.
Yeah.
Or where.
You just Yeah, I'm telling you right now, Mom, I love you, but you do not want to be listening.
Mom, I love you.
Just a quick message for my mom.
Yeah.
Because she listens as well.
Uh-huh.
You're the best mom in the world.
Uh-huh.
Better than any other mothers that have been mentioned so far.
Oh, it's not a competition.
It absolutely is a competition.
I don't think that's what he meant by that.
You know what? It's not a competition. Because my mom has first place.
No, and then it
you can leave it on.
Two, though. Leave out of two.
You have two mothers?
No. Your mom got first place out of two. It's not saying all that much.
Also, if it's first place, then it is a competition. If it's not a competition,
well, it's not a competition because my mom won first place. The competition is over.
So it was a competition.
It was a competition, but it's not currently a competition.
Can I just read this question?
Actually, no.
Not until you admit to me. All right, we need a girl's name. Global? What do you got? Maybe someone from your life.
Let's go with Iris West.
Whoa,
who's that?
She's a character on The Flash, the CW. 8 o'clock on Tuesdays.
Oh, cool. You can't plug that shit, dude. All right, here's my problem. writes Iris West. I'm a 19-year-old girl from New Zealand, and I don't think I'm particularly unattractive, but there's one thing that is letting me down. I'm 6'1", and while that's not ridiculously tall, I feel like it's the first thing guys notice, and I worry it turns them off. I've had crushes on shorter guys, but they've never really been interested in me, and when they are interested, it feels weird going on dates with them, and I feel like people are staring at us. Am I just being paranoid? Even guys the same height as me tend to bring it up. Does a girl have to be shorter than her boyfriend? And would either of you two date a girl that's taller than you? My dad says short guys will get short man syndrome, get insecure, and beat me up. But is it rude to eliminate an entire group of the population from my dating pool just because of their height? Thanks, Iris West.
Is it rude?
Iris West.
To emancipate yourself from your father for saying that?
I'm sure he was just joking.
Jesus.
Have you ever dated someone taller than you?
Probably, but I'm 6'2", so someone taller than me is like an inch taller than me, maybe.
You dated a 6'3"
It's definitely possible.
Freak of nature. The thing is, this is New Zealand, so like she's actually the shortest girl there.
Right.
Yeah, everyone in New Zealand is 6'4" plus.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, no, but everyone else in New Zealand are hobbits.
Yeah.
So she's,
so that's
she's a giant.
Yeah, she's a giant 3.5 feet taller actually, than everybody else.
That's true. She's a troll, an ogre.
Have you dated someone taller than you, Jake?
Well, I've definitely fucked somebody that was taller than me.
For sure.
How's that?
Great. I would date. I don't think, I mean, I never really dated. What is dating?
Yeah. Sure.
Like, yeah. Not really. What is it? What would you
Oh my God.
Like
you
more
just
than
never even heard of it.
Like I've had sex with them. Like, probably like three spending or four times.
Oh, I meant time with someone.
Yeah. Like, yeah, maybe.
Or at night.
Yeah.
Then never. I've never done that.
Like if hanging out with a girl when the sun is out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No. And we're not drunk.
The
next morning.
It's just like thinking or caring about someone that you see on a regular basis.
Yeah, beyond just the physical attraction.
Yeah. Right.
Of course. Jesus, I sound like global now. No, I've certainly been attracted to girls that are taller than me. I have been and still am. That's great. I mean, this girl, I feel like being 6'1" is awesome. That's not a problem.
Amazonian goddess. Yeah.
You're I think good. It's almost up to the guys if they're willing. Like, if she doesn't care, then it's up to the guy.
Right, but she does care.
She does
right?
care. We have to convince her not to care. That's her job.
I don't know if she can not care. How can you tell a thought not to be happening while it's happening?
Well, because you quell her fear by saying there are plenty of guys, short guys and tall guys, who like tall girls and are attracted to tall girls.
Yeah, like you're not a mongoloid freak. And then when you date someone who's smaller than you, it doesn't look like you're a ventriloquist and this guy's just your dummy. A koala. Well,
she didn't clamped think onto that the, before. She's
clamped
yeah,
onto
yeah,
the pencil that is your freakish frame. I mean, my God, 6'1". You abomination.
Well, you're 4'9".
Legally.
If not an inch. But that is a thing that girls talk about a lot. I feel like one of the things girls talk about the most is like, I would never date someone shorter than me.
Right. Well, that's a regular sized girls saying.
Yeah.
Not giantesses.
Right. That's like girls who are 5'6" or 5'4".
Right.
Right. So that's just like, I wouldn't want to date somebody who's that.
Right. But that's a personal choice, right? Like those girls who are 5'6" saying they don't want to date anyone shorter than them. They've decided what they like.
Yeah.
It sounds like Iris is letting everyone else decide what she likes. Like her dad or like all these people who are...
What's your angle here?
In public? I'm trying to make her feel better about herself.
Yeah, right, dude.
What's the long con?
The long con is probably her flying to America and us going out.
How tall did you say you were?
6'2".
Oh, perfect.
I feel like the long con is John is really good on this podcast. Starts his own advice podcast.
Oh.
It gives great, thoughtful... kind advice for
dozens
years
of episodes.
And years.
Yeah. Yeah. Years, yeah.
And then once, just once,
switches it up.
Yeah, just be negative to one person.
Wow, and then he's already gained the respect of the community of listeners.
He can ostracize anybody at that point.
Right, because he's earned it.
This is like Hitler level bullshit, actually.
It's such a deep level of commitment.
Yeah.
This, like the John Wolfe that you guys talk about has unlimited time and unlimited resources.
Yeah, that's
to fly back and forth on red eyes.
It's kind of like the character we write for me. I'm just infinitely wealthy when I need to be.
Right.
Yeah.
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 We don't limit our imagination by things like time and money.
Sure. We can't.
So would you say this girl should date guys that are shorter than her?
I think this girl should date guys that she likes, that like her, and don't make her feel bad about how tall she is.
Yeah, I agree.
Ugh, fine.
We solved it.
Yeah, well, it's solved. Next.
But I feel like all she needs to hear is over and over again that it's fine to be tall.
But what if the guy has an issue with it?
That she shouldn't date that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, so she has to not be, she has to be cool with it, and she also has to date someone that's cool with it.
Yeah, because it sounds like she's not, I mean, it's going to be hard for her to be cool with it. So she really needs to date somebody that's very cool with it to help her be cool with it. Mm-hmm.
And if you, would you, whether one of her questions was, would you date someone that's taller than you?
Yes.
You would date someone who's 6'5"? I would. That wouldn't make you seem.
I would definitely think about it. It's hard not to think about. I mean, especially, like, how would I meet this person? Maybe at a bar or through a friend.
A WNBA game.
Yeah,
you're like waiting out back, waiting to right. sign autographs.
I would never write anybody off.
Yeah.
So, yes, I would consider dating somebody who was any height.
Oh, that's really offensive. I won't even say why, but let's
what about
just go
you?
On to the next
would
question.
You
no fucking
tall?
Way, dude.
She's got to be 5'7", exactly. 5'7" to 5'9".
Flathead.
How much does she weigh?
Oh, great question. Exactly 129. Not a pound before or less. Or not a pound less or more. So I weigh her every day.
Jesus, like a wrestler?
Yeah. She has to weigh into my bed. I've seen girls like spit out 4 pounds of saliva just to like hook up with me.
Oh, geez. Like, that's something the wrestlers do, right?
Yeah, if they weigh in at too much. Can I ask you another question, a true falsism about you, John Wolf?
Sure.
Just because I want to get to the bottom of a lot of these stories.
Of course, you've got a laundry list to get through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In crowded areas, you'll text yourself just so it makes the noise and everyone thinks they're getting a text and you never check
really
your phone.
Funny. No, I don't do that.
But you did think that's funny?
I thought that was, so.
But you did like it?
That's the type of
shit
that you would get off to?
I think that's funny. I had a prank idea like 6 months ago or something where you get your friend's ringtone and you record it and you put this some device like in their apartment that just randomly plays
yeah.
a text ringtone every once in a while.
Yeah, that's sort of the
very
same
softly
thing.
Yeah, that's very subtle and it's very
completely
and
legal.
Not illegal.
And
yeah,
I
yeah.
don't want to be. I just saw you. I don't want to interrupt the podcast, but I saw John Wolf turn his phone on loud and you took it off airplane mode.
So he's going to be like, doing that to everyone.
I mean, I just so don't know what his address. Angle is, but maybe he's expecting a phone call in the middle of the podcast. It just might
the really subtle sense. Thing is I'm not.
Yeah.
So it's not even my fault.
He just is fucking with you, so you yeah, bring it up.
Right.
Christ.
That's how deep I'm inside you. That's I'm so incepting you right now.
When John produces music videos, he puts police sirens in them so that when people are listening to them in the car.
No, I think that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Songs should not be allowed to have police sirens
yeah, that's
or honks.
Crazy.
Yeah. That should be a law. Yeah. When we figure out the rest of society, that should be the yeah. first law that they try to pass. When everything else is going good. Yeah.
Right. There's been a decade of peace.
Like, now we can finally tackle a honk in a music song.
A war breaks
out. At least the radio edits.
Yeah. At the very least. All right. Can I read another question?
Sure.
This one's from another girl, if you can believe it.
All right. This is ladies' night.
Ladies' night. Let's go with Caitlin Snow.
Is that another comic book thing?
Guys, I'm a huge fan of The Flash.
Wow. You really, you're a nerd.
Yeah. It's a really good show. I highly recommend it.
All right. We'll say that again. Caitlin Snow.
Caitlin Snow. I so think she's a doctor. Dr. Caitlin Snow.
Sorry. I apologize to this fictional character that I didn't give her enough reverence for the fictional doctorate degree that she got.
Apologies.
It's funny
accepted.
That we made you a supervillain for somebody yeah. who likes comic books and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit. All right. Ready? Caitlin Snow writes, so a couple days ago, my best friend of 5 years strangled me over a banana. Like, I took her banana off a table in a real childish way, which I totally didn't think would cause any harm, and she totally overreacted by saying, I will strangle you until you give it back, which I thought was a joke or something, but then she came from behind and cut off my air supply for several seconds. When she let go after I gave her back the prize banana, she totally acted like nothing had happened and even offered me to take a bite out of it. After she realized how badly I had been affected by this, she seemed really remorseful and kept apologizing, saying she just flipped or something. she's had serious mood swings throughout time, throughout the time I've known her, and she can get pretty mean, but this is the first time she's physically attacked me. I don't want to ruin her school life, which I feel like I would do by reporting what she did to a teacher, but at the same time, at the moment, I feel like I really don't want her to get away with what she did to me without any form of consequence. Is this about the banana? Is there more than just the banana? Seriously, she strangled me. Thanks for the help. Stay hashtag dope. Love, Caitlin Snow.
Oh, Caitlin.
I'm really lost. I went through, I had a change of heart in the middle of that.
Oh.
What were you thinking before, and then what was the change of heart?
Well, I was thinking, like, don't be friends with this girl anymore. Like, this girl strangled you. That's bad. And then this girl was all of a sudden like, I'm going to tell the teachers. Like, oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
Come on, easy does it.
It's a strict no snitching policy around here.
Yeah, you can't snitch.
Yeah.
Strangling is so real. Like, I've never been choked for real. That must be very startling.
But, like, all she had to do was let go of the banana.
Yeah. And she did.
It's her fault. Blame the victim.
Oh, yeah, shit.
I mean, here's a question for you, Caitlin, if you're listening.
She's not.
Okay, never mind.
No. Let's hear it anyway.
Have you talked to your friend seriously about this? Like, if it's this important to you and it's affecting you this much, where you don't want to be partnered in school with your best friend of 5 years, and then maybe you should talk to her about it.
But this is a one-time thing. She strangled her once.
But she strangled her once. But she's had mood swings. History of mood swings.
I fucking hate to say it, but I agree with Glocal again.
Really?
Yeah. I think me and him are going to start a podcast together.
This is what he wants. Don't you see?
It's not.
Oh, my God. He's telling you. He's giving advice that you wanted to give.
We just get along better. Me and him will probably start we're going to start our own podcast.
Dude, I'm telling you, you shouldn't start a podcast with him.
You know him, man.
Oh, my God.
He's a nice guy.
He actually said you'd be talking me out of it. Has anybody choked you before?
not in that context. Sure.
Yeah. It was a grapefruit.
Well, like in bed, sure.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
But for real choke, not just grab it.
Mrs. Wolf, if you're still listening, please, turn it off.
Mom, I told you.
This shit is about to get juicy. Your son is into some illicit behavior. You choked someone or you got choked?
I got choked.
Whoa.
Really? By who?
Well, I mean, obviously not.
Do I know him? What are they doing right now?
I don't want to fucking hang out. Was it just once or was it like...
Yeah, it was just once.
Was it nice?
It was okay.
She was like, I want to choke you.
Yeah, she was like, can I choke you?
Oh, so she wanted to choke.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's fine when it's like, oh, I'm squeezing your neck muscle. But like, was she like squeezing down on your like trachea, like actually cutting off oxygen?
That's the part where I wasn't really into it.
That's what she did. She actually like went for the actual strangulation. It wasn't just like a playful squeeze on the neck. It was like actually cutting air off to your brain.
She's pretty dedicated, I would say.
Oh yeah, she's too.
This girl, I mean, she you know,
actually struggled for a full minute.
I don't know. Some people like over the head with a like clock. I don't know.
Get out from
Glocal's hands were just like reaching for anything on the coffee table.
She finally was a vigilante hero who was set to murder him.
It was a really, really long con, because then I had the fingerprints on my neck, and then I went into the police station. I said, this was not consensual.
Yeah, you're wearing a prosthetic neck that actually held indentation longer than normal.
Jesus. No, she was cool. Ultimately, no. But I told her, and then she didn't do it. So that's my advice for Caitlin. It doesn't seem like your friend is going to strangle you again,
because
you've learned your lesson not to take her bananas.
you should have given her your banana.
Nice.
Right. That was a good
boom,
one.
Boom. Your dick is curved and yellow. I did see you urinate earlier.
That is not illegal at all.
It has the same
subtle
contour.
A subtle curve.
Yeah.
A subtle curve, a subtle contour.
Borderline of boomerang.
Sure. A couple brown spots here and there.
It's only that time of the month where it gets a little less ripe. I think you got to just get over it, right? I mean, what are you going to have a talk with her? Hey, don't strangle me anymore. She didn't. It was a one-time thing. She's apologizing.
Don't have like a heavy-handed talk with her. Just be like, "Hey, that wasn't cool." I don't know when
she already said
that.
She already said.
What did
she
say when this girl? Like, I guess we don't know what this girl said when the other girl apologized. Say the other girl apologized, and she's like, "No, no, no. It's fine. It's fine. I'll just." And then she's like, "Saying I'm going to go tell the teachers, and it wasn't fine." then like she, I think she has to explicitly say, I appreciate you apologizing. That wasn't cool. I didn't like it. Never lay a finger on me again.
It is weird when things get super real, like amongst friends. Like,
yeah.
I feel like the closest thing I've gotten is like when somebody called shotgun and the other person just steals it. And then it's like an actual physical altercation to get that a real person out of a seat.
Yeah. And it's just at the end of the day, you're both going to whatever place. You're both going to the movies, man. Like,
and the back seat's fine.
Yeah. I
like the back better. Seat. You just like text the entire time.
Yeah, that's
you
the can best stretch part. Out. You can't text in shotgun.
Yeah.
It's not polite.
I shot in the back seat often.
The bitch.
If it's three. Yeah, I don't do that.
John will shoddy bitch seat and then just spread his legs out really wide.
Oh, that's so annoying. Like
very long 6'2 legs.
Totally legal.
Spidery legs.
Totally, totally subtle.
I think you... that happens more with guys, I think, where you like get into like a playful fight and then it turns real.
Yeah.
Girls don't
have... It happens with you and Dave.
Yeah, all the time. And it happens with me and Jeff, too. And it happens with me and my brother. Like...
But it blows over, though.
Yeah, well, because you're playful. Well, I guess this isn't exactly that, but you're playfully fighting, but then you actually want to assert your dominance. You're like, oh, I want to win,
right,
even in this joke fight. And then you get really serious, you get mad. Somebody, like, elbows you in the face by accident, and it actually hurts, and then you start, like, punching.
Right.
It crosses that threshold where it becomes real.
But this, I feel like that happens to dudes. I've never heard of, I rarely hear of, like, girls... getting into a physical fight with each other.
Especially strangling someone.
Yeah. Dave has definitely strangled me.
He's strangling me. It's so funny when things get too real. You're like, no, stop, stop. I'm serious, Dave. Stop it. I really can't breathe.
I would never say that. But I feel that all the time. I punched Jeff in the neck once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
And did he say stop? That actually hurt?
Yeah, I mean, almost immediately, because I shouldn't have done that.
Stop it. That actually hurt.
What are you doing?
Did he take your banana? Or
he was like, I think he was like saying, he was like egging me on, like come at me, like saying you can't do anything, whatever. And then I meant to just tackle him, but I sort of just like punched him in the throat as I was going to.
So do bring it up. I say don't bring it up.
I say at least don't bring it up to the teachers.
Yeah.
If she apologizes again, like
there's
you say, she keeps on apologizing.
Involved. This is between friends.
That's so funny to imagine her walking into class like, I told our science teacher that you strangled me.
But it didn't happen in science class.
I know, but I felt like she had the right to know. I'm sorry, but I'm
telling everyone their business.
Also, like, what is it? I don't think a teacher really does anything in this situation.
Right.
Yeah, the teacher's going to sit both of them down and say, hey, don't do that.
You can't do that. And then it's really weird between the two.
Yeah.
It's weird that now we're the age of teachers. Like, people, what if two 15-year-olds came up to you like, she strangled me. You're like, sorry, I don't know what to say.
It doesn't matter. Life is so fucking long.
You're still good? You good now?
If you're fine now, I think I'm going to walk out of the classroom. I'm done here. All right.
The teachers must be, like, they're our age. They're just, like, on Tinder trying to fuck people.
Yeah.
And they have to, like, deal with little kids' problems.
I wonder if, like... I mean, definitely, but I wonder when, like, my teachers would come to work hungover, and, like, I just didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
Like, my elementary school teachers.
Think back on every time you ever watched a movie unexpectedly in class.
Oh, yeah, that was a hangover day.
Yeah.
I had teachers in high school that were 22 or 23. Now I see 22-year-olds and 23-year-olds, like, oh, my gosh, you're so young. Like, how can you teach high schoolers?
Yeah.
But that's the nature of education in America. Now let's talk about,
and this is why
pedagogy.
We brought John on the podcast.
Yeah, because we really wanted to tackle the idea, pedagogically speaking, where do you see ourselves moving, not only macro course, but on a local level? All right, let's take a break.
John will often say, well, we have to think locally.
Which is what I think. Let's take a break to thank one more sponsor, and then we'll be back with more John Wolf.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul, yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test.
I am
certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast,
super simple. It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah. Kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress, and all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz, and you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20, all one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Wait, we're back. Let's talk about this. This is pretty big deal.
I ask local if he flosses every day. He doesn't know where I'm going with this.
But I feel like
you're trapping. Objection, leading the witness.
I can get him in a corner.
I really think he's almost trapped. All right, continue. What were you saying?
I will get him to admit to every wrongdoing. It's a very, very, very delicate web I'm weaving.
With but floss.
Your dentist said you have shallow gums. Yeah, what does that mean?
Oh, can I guess?
Yeah, of course.
Your gums are supposed to travel down in between every teeth. And when they don't, it's a sign of gums like not supporting the teeth well enough.
Yeah.
And so one way to do
to help
support
the gums.
Gum disease is by flossing the bacteria away.
Absolutely.
Is that what
That's my understanding too. I didn't go to
some people never floss.
But I floss it every day.
But he did go John did go to dentistry school. Yeah.
I just said I did not.
Just because he would fart in the back of the class. So there's a lot of dentists that are like upset because like most of their education was spent in a really smelly classroom because of
I would
local.
Go, what?
Yeah.
No.
Just to pass gas.
John Wolf graduated dentistry school, became a dentist, worked his way up just so he could. It's so weird saying he. Just so I could. I went to dentistry school just to be that dentist who like starts working in your mouth and then talks to you.
Oh yeah, and like occasionally spits in your mouth.
Just once.
Yeah.
God, can you imagine? I don't know if there's an occupation I want to do less than dentist. Scraping.
What about a podiatrist?
I would totally rather be a podiatrist. I can get into feet. but like just not scraping teeth. Dirt out of people's teeth and mouth.
Well, that's a hygienist. That's
for a hygienist, yeah.
The dentist just rolls up, looks in, and is like, cool.
Well, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, they only play the big games. I'm talking root canals.
Wait, but aren't they still drilling into my like teeth?
Yeah, they'll do the cavity fillings.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah.
The most painful. All right. We want to talk real quickly that we're going to Australia. Have you ever been to Australia?
I wish.
Yeah. You wish you had, or you wish you would come with us?
Both. I wish that I could go with you and experience Australia for the first time with you guys.
Oh, that'd be great.
You've earned that,
the
right?
Tour with Glocal.
The Glocal tour. touring Glocal. How many weeks do I need to take off work?
Two, it looks like. But the shows are 5 days. Oh, yeah. We're now
infinitely wealthy.
Yeah.
We have infinite money and time.
Right.
And hey, technically, Australia is work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
That's true. You're not taking off work. I am.
So chill with the accusations.
You got us riled up. That's why you came here.
June 9th at the Gov in Adelaide. June 10th at the Corner in Melbourne. We've gotten a lot of emails and tweets that we're pronouncing Melbourne.
Sure.
Where do you guys land on that? It's spelled Melbourne, and Melbourne is how you say it in their accent, aren't I still pronouncing it correctly when I say Melbourne?
I don't know, but...
Probably not.
This is me on stage at Melbourne. They're like, no,
what's
say
the
Melbourne.
Deal
Melbourne?
With Melbourne?
Melbourne.
Brisbane?
Brisbane. June 11th at the Metro Theatre in Sydney. That show is almost sold out, and we just got an email that said they're making it all ages.
Oh, shit. The Sydney show is all ages?
Yeah.
So get on that, motherfuckers.
17, 16, 15, 14. Don't come if you're 13, 12, 11. Skip 9.
All ages.
All ages except for 13. 9 and 13. That
13
Sydney
is
show.
Bad luck. We skipped that age.
Sydney show almost sold out, but it is now all ages. June 12th.
Is that the only one that's all ages?
For now. We're working on it.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, but people are working
cool.
on it. June 12th at the Triffitt in Brisbane, and June 14th at the Astor in Perth. See, like, when I say Perth, there are people complaining.
Fine.
Like, you should only say P-E-T-H, Perth.
Perth?
Perth.
Like, are they telling me to say
Nate,
it in an accent?
Perth.
Or is that how you... I don't know. I don't know enough about languages. Either way, we're going to be in Australia. We could talk about it in person if you come to the shows.
Perth, Brisbane?
Melbourne.
Sydney.
Adelaide.
Oilade.
Nice. Thanks. You can't go there anymore.
Really?
Yeah, you've just been
banned. I have to specifically apologize for that at customs.
Like Bart Simpson on the border of Australia and America. All right. Did you have anything you wanted to plug? Do you want to mention? Where are you going?
Making animations for our YouTube channel.
Yes. That was awesome. Do you want to talk about it? Should I brag about it?
Yeah.
First tell people where they can find it. I feel like before we talk about it, let's say where it is, so if people want to pause the podcast,
pause and then watch
and
it
and watch it.
Oh, the old pause and watch.
Pause, watch, like, share, and comment. Don't
reblog.
Forget to subscribe, reblog, dig,
and retweet.
Post it on StumbleUpon.
We should put it on ifireyoushow.com. I guess we
that'd
just
be awesome.
Facebooked
you Facebooked
it.
And retweeted me, which was. So cool.
Okay, so we'll put it on at fireyoushow.com, but also what's your...
So every Saturday for a year, a couple friends and I made a video, 15 seconds or less. We did that for a full year. You can find those at youtube.com/jwolfsaturdayshorts. Saturday Shorts was taken.
Wow.
Really? Fucked up.
That's too bad.
And then
Sunday
by
shorts?
You often will just squat on domain names.
I squatted on a domain name for 8 years, uploaded one video, and now John, I can't do it. So we did that for a year, and then I was like, some of those videos were animations, and I was like, these are getting a great response, and I really like animation. So I think for the quote, like second season of Saturday Shorts, I'm going to do less, but I'm going to do longer animations.
Cool. Less quantity, more
less
quality.
Yeah, exactly. So the first one that I did came out a couple weeks ago, and it was an adaptation of 3 John Wolfe stories from this very podcast.
So you used our audio, but you animated it with your vision.
I did. I stole the audio from you
great.
Guys.
Which was very cool.
Which is very Glocal of you, actually.
I want to thank a Redditor, Bozarkian, for...
Bozarkian!
He downloaded everything, or he or she downloaded everything and cut all the stories up. It was very easy for me.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so
thank you. You have your own subreddit, John Wolfe Stories?
Indeed.
Is it John Wolfe or John Wolfe Stories?
I think it's John Wolfe.
r/John Wolf.
That's great.
It's people submitting their own John Wolf stories.
It's a very interesting life.
We should start saying some of those on the show.
We should, and then you can animate them.
You can animate more. So where can people see it? Your YouTube channel?
It's youtube.com/JWolfSaturdayShorts, JWOLF. My name, contrary to popular belief, does not have an H, does not have an E.
Oh.
JONWOLF.
Which is kind of, in a weird, subtle way, messed up. I don't know why yet.
Just because he likes when people misspell his name.
He likes to correct them.
By the way, 350 people have signed up for this subreddit, which is not a small amount. And the two things are, you can either globalize a link or glocalize a story. Those are the two upload options.
Oh, that's so funny.
And we'll also put the animation on our website, ifireyoushow.com.
It's fun. I'm very happy with how it turned out. How do you animate?
Oh, no, we loved it. It's great. How do you animate it? Like, how did you animate? Well, good night.
I'm done.
How did you animate it?
I drew all of the assets in Photoshop. So over the course of the year of making the other 52 videos, I like learned what worked and what didn't work. So I started out drawing, like making everything practically.
Yeah, it was like stop motion.
Yeah, and I cut out paper and photographed it and moved it and photographed it.
It's
and
like
it
the original South Park.
Yeah.
The
and
pilot.
I really like how that feels, but it takes so long.
Right.
So I taught myself Flash animation. So I draw all the assets in Photoshop, and then I import them into Flash and build the puppets from
there.
And
you do that after work?
Yes, sir.
Do you do that instead of look at porn?
Or do you also do the porn?
I also do porn. Yeah.
So what do you do? So like Jake's trying to understand where to wedge this. Right. Like if he wanted to learn Flash, what is he getting rid of?
What do I lose? What do you lose?
Yeah.
Some sleep, probably.
Oh, you do it when you should be sleeping. Yeah. I need to sleep 12 hours a night.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I know.
That's because almost an unhealthy amount of sleep.
Especially it's a little too much.
Yeah.
Especially because it's 14. Yeah, I said 12. I said at least 12.
At least 12.
Usually it's 14. Yeah. Most of the time 12, it's 16. And a lot of the time it's 24.
I'm hibernating. I'm going the full distance, baby. I went to bed last night at 8:30 p.m. and woke up at 8 p.m.
How is that fair?
23 and a half hours strong. All right. Do you have time to answer one more question with us?
I would love to.
Global.
Wait, do you have any more of his stories?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I've got a story.
Oh, really?
This is how you guys have affected... You guys have incepted your way into my life.
Okay, let's hear one of yours.
Fuckers. I can't see... the name Wolf without thinking, oh, John Wolf. As like, not myself, but right, this character.
That's so crazy.
I got a mailer for this play that's just called Mr. Wolf.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
And I was just like, oh, fuck. John Wolf. Or like, at my apartment building, to get into the garage, there's a gate, and lately there's been a push by management to close the gate.
Yeah, yeah. People hate open gates for some reason.
Yeah. Apparently, there's been some robberies in the area. Oh, I don't know. My car was broken into.
So I guess it couldn't be you.
Didn't do it.
No, I guess. Why would it be John? His own car was broken into. He wanted people to think.
So now the management is up in arms.
Yeah.
They're posting signs like close the gate.
Yeah,
which
please.
Just like messes with the.
Yeah,
the,
it's very
the,
subtle.
Yeah. The block doesn't look as nice with the sign.
Oh,
so, like
of course.
So I get home and the gate value. Is closed. Often it's not locked, it's just like latched shut. But it's just. I've driven home. I'm tired from a long day of work.
Yeah.
And I have to get out of my car and open this gate. And every time I do it now, I think, man, this is such a John Wolf thing to do. Like, it's sometimes it's the middle of the day and I come home and it's closed. And I'm like, some fucking John Wolf global just closed it. Because he knew that I would have to get out of my car.
Just open it.
And it's so subtle because it's protecting me.
Right.
It's protecting my car.
So you know,
I can't really complain about it.
Yeah.
But I really want to.
That is a John Wolfism.
It's a very John Wolfism.
Here's another John Wolfism. Okay. Tell me if this is true. You jump over the subway turnstile leaving the station. So you're not sneaking in, you're just sneaking out, which sort of just puts people on high alert and like the cops start to hesitate towards you before it realizes.
And that kind of gives them away for people who are actually breaking the law.
God, I wish I was agile enough to jump over a subway turnstile.
Yeah. All right, so you're denying that one,
I'm gonna say
which
that
is
one's
fine.
False.
Yeah. So you're going on the record as denying everything.
Which is probably not true, but
fair.
Last one.
Hey.
You go to open houses. So like on Sunday, there's a bunch of open houses around Los Angeles or whatever city you live in.
Buyer's market.
Absolutely. And you'll just walk around with your holding your arm, like holding your hands behind your back. So you seem very like smart and authoritative. And then you like step
he knows
on,
how to do it.
Yeah,
he,
exactly.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me.
You'll step on floors and be like, feels a little slanted. You're talking to yourself, not to anyone else. Mm-hmm. But like people will overhear it. And then you like touch a knob and you're like, Jesus, why not just spring for the good stuff? Like stuff like that.
Again, under my breath.
Yeah, under your breath. But like people sort of hear it and like start to realize like maybe they shouldn't put an offer on this house. Right.
Oh,
and
like, oh, it's loud enough for other people, but not the realtor.
Yeah,
but it's loud enough for
for other people to hear. And then like the
and there'll be like apples and cookies, you know, things out like they put in the open house.
Right.
And John will take like one bite. And he's like, oh, and then ask for a trash can,
or he'll put it back.
Oh yeah,
we'll do that which is too. Not illegal. Not
very subtle.
And then, like, if you walk up to the broker at one point and be like, "Is there a typo in the asking price? It seems a little high." And then they're like, "No, that's what we're hoping to get. And we probably will get." And you just laugh and walk away.
Like, I leave. Okay. I leave the open house. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. So then it's like, who would want to put in an offer? Like, this guy just said that like this was like probably $100,000 too much.
Right. Also, on the way in, you purposely step in dog shit, so you're like kind of tracking around the whole house the entire time.
And you'll get to what? How many open houses can you do in like one neighborhood in a day? 8, 12, 16?
I mean, it depends on how.
So you're admitting
much
that
time
you know?
No. I'm just guessing.
You got him in a corner. Finally. You know what? It's not illegal.
I want to. Let's redact that statement from the record, please.
You can't be caught. How can you be caught?
Do you know, during the break, I actually passed by the thermostat. Did you turn it up?
I did not. I didn't touch it.
It was at 98 degrees. Jesus. And I think that might have been something that you did on your way in.
Do you like that band or something? Is that your little college band or something?
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of Nick Lachey himself.
Which really just puts people off a little bit.
Yeah. Why couldn't you choose Backstreet Boys or NSYNC? You had to choose the other option.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I would say if you asked a lot of people in your life how you make them feel, it's ill at ease is what they say.
Yeah,
ill at ease. A lot of them are ill at ease. And when rooms are 98 degrees, it's like the same temperature as your own body. So you start like feeling a little lightheaded, like you don't know where your own skin doesn't really separate any temperature change. So it just gets you a little nauseous. Is that true?
No.
You've already said enough. You bastard.
My silence has said too much.
All right. We have one question left.
God, that's funny. Did the real estate thing, was that from you, Amir, or is that from the Reddit? I got to read the subreddit.
Oh, no, that's one that I heard. It wasn't from our subreddit.
Yeah, it was. That came
through the grapevine.
That was just, you hear things.
Sure.
When you hang out enough. People must be confused. Who are you and what do you actually do? Like, how do we even know you?
I am a producer. For Big Breakfast College Humor.
So what, you help make the videos that College Humor makes?
I help make the videos. I was lucky enough to help produce, I want to say, 8 Jake and Amir's?
Our road trip
series. The road trip, yeah. Pleasure.
Which was a fucking hard one to do because we had to shoot on the road and figure out how to get from here to there.
I wish that I was there.
That would have been really fun if you were.
Yeah.
Well, who knows
produced for, yeah.
Well, you would have raked in so Nashville, fun. Austin, New Orleans. Just name a few.
To name a few.
To imagine Santa you in Fe Charlotte or? Really burns my bones.
During Mardi Gras, John will go around with lots of beads and just to get girls to show them his breasts.
And he won't give them
breasts,
the beads.
And then he just won't. He's not required to.
Yeah.
And he'll say, shame on you.
Oh, that's the word.
It really is.
The beads will say shame. The beads say shame.
They're all personalized. Shame
you get
on
the
you.
Beads of shame.
They're all, they have different names on them. But what's your name? What's your name? Amber? Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, that's real. And then you see her breasts and then you
say,
see.
It says shame on you, Amber.
Yeah. Or the beads say their father's name. And you'll do your research.
So fucked up.
No girl wants to be reminded of that at that moment. Beads that say Philip.
I can't imagine.
All right. This is a guy.
A guy.
Let's go. A guy talking about a woman who just wants to love him. What's a guy's name?
Barry Allen. The Flash.
Is that why you use Flash to animate your videos, you fucking nerd? You love The Flash so much that you have to use Adobe Flash? Is that why you got people to Flash?
Hey, you're yelling at me. Why are you yelling at
You're
Flash.
Playing into his hands.
I know, but it's
hard. He wants to be victimized on this podcast. He wants the sympathy vote.
This is like the end of 7. Become vengeance, Amir. Become wrath.
I want you to kill me. That's my last. That's my final John Wolfism.
It's not illegal to get someone to kill you.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, guys. I'm in high school, and I have this problem where my girlfriend keeps biting me, and I hate it. I'm not talking about love bites. She tries to bite me hard enough to make it feel like she's eating something. I told her that I didn't like it, but she argues that she's just being herself. Now she's pissed at me for trying to change her, even when she makes me change all the time. My friends tell me that I should just take the bites and be happy that she's interacting with me at all. What do I do?
I love these friends. Can I say first? Yo, bro, take it. Yeah.
Trust me, dude. You can't do better than her.
I'm imagining all these friends are single, and they're just like, I wish someone would bite me.
Yeah.
It's cool to be in your position.
What would you do if your girl kept biting you? And she's
and I've already said, please stop.
Yeah, and she's like, that's just me. Take it or leave it.
God, and I was in high school? Probably take it.
So in high school, you would take
it. High school me would take it, yeah.
Right, because any sex you get in high school is like such bonus.
Well, he doesn't say that they're having sex. She's just biting him.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, they're not having sex. She's just biting you, break up with
her. Yeah, if you're getting something better than second base, let's say,
yeah,
it's worth the bite marks.
It sounds like she's also making him. I'm looking past the bite stuff. He was like, she tries to change me all the time.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty bad for a girlfriend.
Right. Well, she tries to change him.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said she tries to change me all the time.
Well, that's kind of hard because, like, when you're in a relationship and you, let's say, I eat with my mouth open, which I do, and a girlfriend would be like, "Oh, you should close your mouth when you eat." Technically, she's trying to change me. But it's for the better.
Right.
Right.
So how do you draw the line like, oh, that's just me being me, take it or leave it versus...
Checks and balances, man.
You're making me
better. Every time somebody suggests that you do something different, you say, are they right? And do I want to do that? Like, would that improve myself? Right. Like you just run it by yourself first.
Yeah.
Does it make me a better person?
Right. She's like, hey, keep your mouth closed when you chew. And you would be like...
Oh, that's good.
That's good advice. Right. I will do that.
Unless you had no self-awareness to be like, oh, but that's normal for me and it's fine for me to chew with my mouth open.
Right. Yeah.
What also matters like the way she says it. Because if you are with somebody who's like, I think you're great. Would you mind closing your mouth when you chew? Because it grosses me out.
It's disgusting, really.
Yeah.
I'm revolted by you.
You gross me. You are gross to me.
Yeah, I think your communication is also key.
Right. So you're saying this girl kind of... Absolutely. This is the phrase, she tries to change me all the time, is a red flag?
To me, yes.
Is that... She's not writing in, right? We're not helping this guy out. This guy's like, how do I get my girlfriend to stop biting me? And you guys are like, just let her change you, bro. Just let her... Just go for it. He needs advice on how to tell her to change. Right.
This is why I want to start a podcast with...
Thank
Global
you.
Here.
What are you talking about?
I really think
he was criticizing you.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he absolutely was. No. He said you guys.
No, he said you, Blumenfeld.
No, you guys.
Don't you see what he's doing? He's creating a schism.
A schism?
Yeah,
a rift?
Absolutely a schism rift.
No, see, that's what you are doing.
He's wedging.
You're calling it. You're saying
this Glocal wedge.
He hasn't said anything.
Absolutely,
you guys,
he's pushing
this
apart.
You're putting words in my mouth.
The wedge?
Yeah.
I love the wedge.
The wedge and the pinch.
The wedge and the
pinch. The wedge and the pinch? That's dope, man.
That's a cinch.
You're listening to the wedge and the pinch.
We both have the same voice. You're listening to the wedge. I'm the pinch, and I'm the wedge.
That'd be so funny.
I'm the wedge,
radio.
I'm the pinch.
And then I'm the pinch. What do you think, pinch? I don't know, wedge.
I swear it's the same guy. It's the Less Than Jacob podcast.
Do they have multiple singers that sound the same?
You know that song? Did you think it's strange that there's a way?
Yeah. It's two different guys?
Two people sing that song.
What?
Why? What a waste.
What a waste of resources.
Do you have an identical voice twin?
Now I'm so grateful for Blink-182 having vastly different voices.
Yeah, totally. That's the key.
That's why it was so easy to listen to a Blink album, man. Yeah.
That's a Tom verse. That's a Mark verse. Trav is just fucking wailing away, which is tight, too. Does he ever sing?
Travis? No.
I don't think so.
He tried once, and it was so bad that they had to cut him off.
Maybe
they gave him a dummy microphone, and Travis sings for him. He thinks it's out of his mouth. So you say, tell her or no? How about if I
were
you?
Tell her about it. Tell her everything you feel.
This is amazing.
That's Travis. I think I would probably, I don't know, I would probably say again and again, don't bite me. I don't like it.
Yeah. It hurts.
But you wouldn't break up.
I probably wouldn't break up. I don't think biting is enough of a reason to break up with someone. But I don't think I would like ever take the biting. I think I would continually say, ow, don't, every time she bit me.
You know what you should do? Oh, sorry. What were you going to say? What would you do?
What would I do? I would say, please stop biting me. I don't like it. What bothers me about the email is her response to him saying that, where she's like, you're trying to change me, which is this ridiculous, like, she's not listening to what he's really saying.
Yeah.
You know, which is, this hurts me and I don't like it. I want to be in a relationship with you, but I can't if you keep doing this. Mm. And she's not hearing that.
No.
So I would just keep trying.
You really are a Dr. Phil of yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I don't know. I've never listened to Dr. Phil, but
I can only imagine.
He's just another bald guy that you know.
Yeah, actually, I feel like he might be dangerous, so I take that. That's more of an insult than I meant it to be.
But it's still true.
You're good.
Thank you.
Next time she bites you, this is what you do. You cut yourself a little bit every day in that mark until it becomes infected.
That's such a global thing.
And then she's like, oh my God, like my innocuous bites, which I thought were like cute and funny, are actually really bad. Like,
yeah,
look, you had to like almost lose it. You like fake go to the doctor.
Oh,
like,
oh, yeah, you might have to like amputate. Oh, that's, or if I were
like
global.
That. Yeah.
That's what
that's
I would do.
That's your podcast.
Yeah. If I were global.
If I were global, what would you do?
I think if I were global, I would, I think I would start doing really well in biology class and get a rec from a biology teacher to go like intern at like a veterinary hospital.
Uh-huh.
And then I would get in like really good with the staff there and earn their trust. And
right.
I would be like, yo, I can lock up, you know, like you don't need to lock up.
The characters you play, it's insane.
Catch me if you can.
I would,
how many wigs do you have?
One of every color. And then get like, I don't know, like files or something, or like some sort of like saline pill where you could
pill.
Like, so she bites you.
Oh.
And then you like get, on your medical records, like, you're like, hey babe, I went to the doctor and like I have rabies from you biting me, but like up for the week up to you telling her that, like, you've been taking these saline pills.
What does that do?
Like, it's just like, or something. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what saline does. It's just a word that sounds medical.
It seems like salt water. Nothing. Placebos.
Something that makes you like foam, you know, like an Alka-Seltzer. Just put like an Alka-Seltzer in your mouth.
Gotcha.
And then foam at the mouth a little bit every day, so she notices. But you're like, I don't know what it is. And then you go to the doctor and it's like, oh, these bites gave me rabies.
So you convinced her that she's a rabbit of sorts.
Yeah.
That's feral,
that's what Global
dog.
Would do. That's what Global would do.
Which is another option. All right. That's it?
I guess that's
it. We gave you a lot of advice, a lot of options. John, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
What an honor.
And thanks for animating those episodes for us. And hopefully more to come.
More to come. I am going to do some other animations. I am not uploading every week because I'm trying to make them longer and better quality. But
yeah,
trying
to
hit
for us was awesome.
Thank you so much.
How long did that take?
I logged it. It took about 50 hours, I want to say.
Why'd you log it?
Because up until then I didn't know how long it took. So I wanted to be able to scale it to be like, oh, this is how long it takes me to do this type of video. It took me 50 hours. And I think next time, so I'm going to,
you're meticulous, and that's something that you use
very detail
to everyone's disadvantage sometimes,
except for your own. And for the next one, what were you saying?
I was just gonna say for the next one, because I really want to animate Sam Reich's story, and I want to animate Emily Axford's story because I think those are very funny.
Oh, the
and visually,
it's
visually very funny.
Yeah,
drink my yellow rain.
So that one I'll probably do in a couple. I'm trying to release one a month. So, but when this podcast is coming out this Monday, there probably won't be a new animation right away. I do encourage people to, you know, check out the channel and subscribe, but there probably won't be a new animation till the end of April or the first Saturday in May is my goal.
That's cool. And ideally, people will subscribe and you'll just never release the video. You're releasing
that's
sort of
not,
like weird deer smut or something. And people are like, why is this in your feed?
Subscribing. If you follow me on Twitter, I will update when I post a video.
Oh, what's your Twitter handle?
It's JWolfTweets.
There it is, JWolfTweets. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you guys so much.
The email address, if you have your own questions, is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We start and end every episode with a brand new theme song. We need more theme songs, so send them over. The opening one was written by Lewis. This last one was by somebody who said they didn't want to be named. So you have one last name for us. I think it's a lady who made this theme song.
Anonymous.
Yeah, anonymous theme song.
Wow.
She didn't want people to know that she listened to this show.
What, but I bet her theme song is amazing. It's a lady.
It's a Strokes cover.
Linda Park.
Linda Park. Thanks, Linda. Thanks, you guys. And thanks, John. We'll be back.
Thank you, guys.
Soon.
Guys, I'm